Country Bob FM.
Friday train whistle on Bob and the Bob Almanac. No Almanac quiz. We already gave away the Gear Daddy's tickets. We'll have more tickets to give away next week for something really fun.
Yep.
So keep it right here. Friday, February 16th, 47th day of the year. This date, the year 600, Pope Gregory the Great. Was he great right out of the bat? I mean, once they tell you great, like on your first day of being a pope, does that really give you any incentive to improve yourself or to be better or to do a good job? I don't know.
Yeah, where do you go from there?
Right? He was Gregory the Great. He issued a papal decree on this date declaring that God bless you is the proper response to a sneeze. So that tradition began, or at least was decreed on this date, 600 A.D.
That is, I can't believe that, you know, it started that long ago. We still use it to this day. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld thinks it should be "You're so good looking" is one. That was their proposal on an episode of Seinfeld instead of "God bless you," because there's this whole protocol. You know, if you are a man and a wife or a couple together, and one of them sneezes and the other member of that couple doesn't say "God bless you," and then somebody in your party then has how many seconds before they can say "God bless you"?
Right.
It was a heck of a bit. It really was.
Because, I can see that. That's a perfect Seinfeld bit.
It broke up a couple, the whole deal. 1868, this date. The Jolly Corks organization in New York City. The Jolly Corks. How would you like to have been called? Hey, look who's walking down the street. It's a Jolly Cork. But it actually changed its name to the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, which is still around. The old Elks Lodge. And the Order of Elks, but they were originally known as the Jolly Corks.
Like C-O-R-K-S?
Yeah, like what you put in a wine bottle.
A bottle, yeah, okay.
You cork a bottle.
Never heard that one.
Which I think the problem was that people kept coming to their organization thinking they could get cork.
Right.
Which is in limited supply. That is a natural substance that, you know, just doesn't grow on trees. Well, maybe it does. 1868. 1903 here this day. This is pretty historic in toy history because store owner Morris Mictum at his store in New York City introduced the teddy bear.
Oh.
Named after, of course, President Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. Yep. 1903. The reason that he called the teddy bear, it's just teddy bear, it's synonymous, the stuffed bear, called it Teddy. Not because he loved his bull moose style or the way he was running the country or his policies. The fact was that Roosevelt had supposedly refused to shoot a wounded bear on a hunting expedition.
Hmm.
And thus he called it a teddy bear. Wouldn't have had, just think what we wouldn't have if he hadn't named it teddy bear. We wouldn't have the great Elvis song. What about your favorite Red Solvine song? That's called Teddy Bear.
Sure.
Breaker 1-9, is anybody there? Come on and talk back with Teddy Bear. You know what I'm saying?
We wouldn't have I do.
We wouldn't have Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. It would have been a disappointment had we not had it, for sure.
1937, we had ourselves a patent, and a patent of the day.
By a miracle of modern science, such commonplace things as coal, water, and air have been transformed into threads more elastic than silk.
That elastic material we call nylon, Neil.
Oh.
Wallace H. Carruthers, who worked for DuPont, he was a chemist, a research chemist, not just any chemist, and he received his patent for nylon. It was revolutionary on this date.
I bet you that made some money for somebody.
He was looking for a substitute for silk. Silk was very expensive. Obviously, he had to go to Europe and Asia to get silk and whatnot. The Silk Road, as it's called. So nylon has been a big deal, and it still is to this date.
Absolutely.
1937. 1959 in world politics.
The revolution in Cuba has thrown out the Batista administration, and it has installed a provisional government. That was the first step. Now the revolution must consolidate itself. The government must be organized to cope with the many, many problems that now face this country. The men upon whose strength all this depends is Dr. Fidel Castro, who is here now to face the nation.
Doctor? I didn't realize he was a doctor. No, he's a baseball player. Not.
Right. What is he a doctor of?
Washington.
I have no idea.
Washington senators took a look at him and said he just didn't have a big league fastball. Didn't have big league stuff.
That's probably why he was bitter towards us.
I think he always was. But Fidel Castro, the communist leader, became the prime minister of Cuba after the overthrow of the Batista government. That was a state in 1959. Neil, this is a moment in history that I'm sure is very near and dear to your heart.
You'll be mighty sorry you brought me back into town, I'm telling you. You picked on the wrong guy this time, Clem.
Name ain't Clem, it's Andy. Andy Taylor.
That's right. Andy Taylor made his debut. He appeared on the Danny Thomas Show, which I think was not yet titled Make Room for Daddy. Or was
I think it was.
Was it Switch? It was which what came first? Was it Make Room for Daddy? Then they changed it to the Danny Thomas Show? That's the way it went, right? Because they realized Danny Thomas was a big star, so let's just call it the Danny Thomas Star. It started out as Make Room for Daddy. But, Andy Taylor, Andy Griffith, Opie also made an appearance on that episode of the Danny Thomas Show.
That.
Yes, indeed. Now, you know the history of the Andy Griffith Show maybe more than I do. Definitely more. But, so, was this a planned spinoff? Or was he on the show, and then because it was so popular, they decided to spin it off into the Andy Griffith Show? Neil, do you know the story there?
I can't say for sure. I believe it was due to the, they were looking for something for Andy Griffith, who had had some movie success by then. And then they had him on that show. I would think there would have been something in the works to create a vehicle for him.
So this was the way.
And the show did well, yeah.
Right. This was a way to introduce him. Get the boost. They already planned for the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
But in order to get a boost into their pilot and get some pre-publicity before their show is released and on television in its normal slot before they give it a shot, they used the Danny Thomas Show, which at the time, 1960, would have been probably one of the more popular shows on television, I assume.
For sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Okay. So that was good. That was a good play, and certainly the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry did not disappoint us.
Although Mayberry RFD did disappoint you, yeah.
So we're going to home. We're going to
home. Little hand for George and Tammy. They were married on this day, 1969. It was tumultuous.
Yeah, yes, it was.
When were they divorced? 77, 70, somewhere in there, 70.
Yeah.
Sometimes they tried to hold on. This song says we're going to hold on. They tried to hold on, just could not make it work. Oil and water, even though they still loved each other right to the very end before Tammy passed away.
Yeah.
That George
and Tammy.
I still
got to watch that George and Tammy thing.
It's on the HBO streaming platform, which is known as Max.
Quite
1989.
December 21st, 1988. In a few short, violent moments, 270 people died. 11 of the victims were killed on the ground in Lockerbie when debris from Pan Am 103 rained down on their streets and homes.
So that's the news report from December 21st, 1988, when the crash happened. It was this date in 89 that investigators determined. Now, this is the reason why whenever you fly, they ask you, and they don't do it all the time, but most of the time they ask you to take out your electronics. They ask you to take out your laptop, your cell phone, or whatever, recorders, anything, and then put them out of your bag and put them in the bin because it was a bomb hidden inside a cassette recorder.
Jeez.
That exploded aboard Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, killing 270 people. And 34 years later, just the last few years, they were able to pin it on. They got the guy who built the bomb. He was in our custody. And I don't know what happened with that. I'm sure they prosecuted him and hopefully went to trial. And he's rotting in a jail somewhere. But,
Wow.
That would have been those 34 years after 1989 would make that, what, 2013? I mean, 2023?
Right. Yeah, was it just last year?
Yeah, so just last year that they got him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm with you. I hope he got his just due.
2005?
It's all about greed and people wanting to keep their profits. I really don't have any sympathy for the owners or for the players.
The NHL scraps what's left of its season, already decimated by a lockout over a salary cap for its players. Today,
yeah, that was this date, 2005, the 04-05 season. It wasn't looking good. The lockout, labor dispute, and the NHL canceled the entire season. First time ever a major sports league had canceled an entire season due to a labor dispute. And took them a while to come back. Of course, baseball canceled the end of the season and the World Series.
Right.
That happened to them back in the 90s, probably a decade prior to this. That was 2005. 2007.
She came in and she said she wanted her head shaved. The hairdresser refused, so she literally grabbed the hair clipper and started doing it herself.
Bradley, did she say why? I mean, did she offer any information?
They asked why she wanted to shave her head, and she said, I don't want anyone touching me. I'm tired of everybody touching me.
Britney Spears was not in a good place this day, 2007.
Nope.
Fame and attention and people just after her all the time. It got to her, and she left a salon in Sherman Oaks, California, this date, with a bald head, new tattoo. That was this date, 2007. It was a shocking new look.
Yeah, it was. You felt sorry for her. People laughed at her,
right,
whatever. But, yeah, she was just... Fame can be a very hard thing to deal with. It has been proven many, many times. And there's another case.
She walked into the salon and said, "Give me the Sinead."
Cue ball in the side pocket.
So, 2011.
Call it man versus machine. Superstar contestants against the supercomputer. Watson was off and running,
losing to him by 1/100th of a second.
Watson. Who is Michael Phelps?
Yes,
Watson.
Go.
What is glass judgment?
Correct.
Go again.
Watson.
Seems like it just wasn't fair.
We had
Watson. We had a computer going up against two of the former great champions of Jeopardy, Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, and Watson easily won man versus machine. And game shows just won't be the same if they start allowing computers to enter.
Right.
You know, when who's ever doing it now for Price is Right, come on down. We got to roll them down on a cart. How does the computer get down there? A wheelbarrow?
Right.
Actually, you can carry them now. Computers are so small. You just use a cell phone.
Right.
2011. Birthdays now.
Look at what's happened to me.
Neil, it's a special time of the day.
It is TV theme time, Jim.
William Cadd, who was the greatest American hero.
Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking.
I'm sure Kanye thinks he's the greatest American hero, but it's William Cadd.
Another one where, the TV theme did very well on radio.
Yes. Joey Scarberry did this song and had a big hit. Robert Culp was in it, and he made that show even better.
Yeah.
He's 73 today. Geordie LaForge, he was the Scotty of the next generation.
I gotta take a leak.
Leak? I'm not detecting any leak.
Don't you people from the 24th century ever pee?
Leak. I get it.
Yeah, Geordie could, he could fix the warp drive, but he couldn't make the connection between leak. He was thinking there was a leak of the coolant and the warp plasma. And actually, Zefram Cochran, the inventor of warp drive, Neil, just had to relieve himself.
Right.
Somewhere there in the woods in Montana. That's from First Contact. And that's LeVar Burton. Also, of course, he was in Roots. Kunta Kinte.
Yep.
He also had his own show on PBS called Reading Rainbow, which was for kids.
Ooh.
LeVar Burton, very well respected, 67. Ice-T.
And you're under arrest for violation of United States Code, Title 18, Section 1584.
Do you mind telling me what that means?
We're busting you for violating the Voluntary Servitude and Peonage Act. In case you haven't heard, Lincoln freed the slaves.
Ice-T calling like he did. He's a rapper, but he's done a lot of acting. I mean, that Law & Order show, he's on that a lot. Ice-T. You get him confused with all the other Ices?
Sometimes, yeah.
What about Mr. T? Ever get him...
No. He's I don't miss him.
Ice-T is 66 ever. Today.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line! Chalk flew up!
We miss him in the world of tennis, and of course now they've got the computer that, speaking of computers and Jeopardy and the whole thing, got computers that make the calls on the lines, so you'll probably never see maybe an explosion like that ever again from the one and only John McEnroe.
Nobody blew up any better than John McEnroe.
But he won a lot.
But he's a very good player, too.
Four-time winner of the Open, three-time winner at Wimbledon. John McEnroe, 65. Never a boring.
Nope.
You know, some people think tennis is boring. It was never boring when John McEnroe was playing. The bus, Jerome Bettis, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
He would rumble, stumble, bumble. Big guy.
He ran over people.
52. Our rapper is Lupe Fiasco. That's our rapper of the day, Lupe Fiasco, 42.
You took everything from me.
I don't even know who you are.
You will.
She's the Scarlet Witch, and she's about to pull you apart, Thanos, if not for your ship. We're talking about Elizabeth Olsen, one of the Olsen sisters, but not the Olsen twins, Neil.
Okay.
You know I'm talking about Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
Marvel, the whole thing, one of the Avengers.
Yep.
She is, her eyes glowed. She's 35. We got some music. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend here. He's got the wild hair. He performed at the Super Bowl.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah. He's had a lot of Botox.
Ah.
You know, you have too much Botox and you cannot feel your face. It's like, or if you're at the dentist and they give you too much Novocaine.
Novocaine,
he or she. And puts it in places where it shouldn't be. So that's The Weeknd, 34. Sure.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with Hall of Fame ventriloquist, Mr. Edgar Bergen.
And his buddy, Charlie McCarthy.
Why, there's some wonderful folks on this show. Yeah, yes. Well, like Fozzie. Well, he's a bear, yes. Pure and simple. Charlie, accent on simple. No, you know, I think he's very nice. He's so cute and cuddly.
Yeah.
You know what he reminds me of? Yeah. No, what is he? Well, the floor in my den, it needs a rug. It needs a rug. That's enough of that, Charlie.
Charlie McCarthy wants to use Fozzie Bear as a rug. That's when he, in fact, that was like just months before his death when he was on the Muppet Show in 1978. Can you just imagine Charlie MacArthur going, you know, head-to-head with the Muppets?
Oh, that would be epic.
I would tell you.
Yeah. So that was good. Edgar Bergen there, very talented man. He was the patriarch of the Cleaver family, Hugh Beaumont as Ward Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver.
Well, Beaver, it just goes to show you that us grown-ups can make mistakes just like you fellas. But, you know, Wally, shaving is just one of the outward signs of being a man. It's a whole lot more important to try to be a man inside first.
You remember that episode where Wally was out late with Eddie Haskell and they saw Ward, his dad, at the Gentleman's Club? Do you remember that one?
Well, vaguely.
Yeah. Ward, where'd all these singles come from?
Well, you know, man, guys will be guys. We put that in that category.
Do you think
Hugh Beaumont?
Do you think Lumpy Rutherford, Fred Rutherford joined him on that evening?
Well,
he was Fred the one who took him there.
Right.
He was a bad influence, is what he was on Ward.
Right, right. Hugh Beaumont played that role memorably. And he was in other stuff, 1909. She's one of us from Mound, Minnesota. The youngest of the Andrews sisters, Patty Andrews.
Well, then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for
right from here.
Yep, really, that's what I said, Mound, Minnesota. And 80 million records sold for the Andrews sisters. Patty, again, the youngest, lived the longest. She passed away at the age of 94. Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters, born on this day, 1918. Pretty good songwriter. Otis Blackwell, how about these songs? Great Balls of Fire, Fever, Don't Be Cruel, All Shook Up. I think those did pretty well. Pretty talented writer, 1932. Sonny Bono was born on this day, 1935. Jim.
You know, most people just expect, you know, a little I Got You, Babe, or,
yeah,
you know, what's another good song from Sonny and Cher? The Beat Goes On. But instead, I found this nugget.
My husband, who abandoned me 9 years ago and shows up now just to tell me he couldn't stand being married to me.
Blanche. Excuse me. I've had some experience in marital discord myself.
Sonny Bono, get off my lanai.
Sonny Bono, get off my lanai.
Was that on the
Golden Girls? Of
yeah. Oh, love that. Yeah, you know, you just kind of see Sonny and you start to smile or laugh a little bit.
Yeah, he's the guy just goofy, you know, he just had that goofy demeanor.
Yeah, he was great, though. Sonny Bono died tragically in that skiing mishap, of course. He was born on this day in 1935, and she had a little bit of a tough life, for sure. Actress Lisa Loring was Wednesday on The Addams Family.
Oh, Wednesday, Pugsley, darling. How was school?
Terrible.
A real drag.
Especially history.
Nothing ever happens in history except names and dates.
Yeah, they never tell us anything interesting, like how many heads they chopped off in the French Revolution.
I want to know that, too.
Right. There's a number we need to ascertain. Lisa Loring, born on this day, 1958, died just a couple of years ago at a young age of 64. Had a stroke brought on, they said, by hypertension.
Ouch.
And her mom died of alcoholism when, like, Lisa Loring was 16 or something. And yeah, just had kind of a tough upbringing, but we remember her very well as the cute Lisa, or Wednesday on the Addams Family. Lisa Loring, 1958, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
Your staff overlooked James Ingram.
James Ingram. Oh, I just saw him. I watched a documentary down here on the making of We Are the World, which he was a part of.
Yeah, I've had other people tell me I need to see that.
It's really good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's really good.
They talk about Waylon leaving?
Yep. He's showing. Camera was rolling. He said, I'm out.
Yeah.
When they started, decided to sing some part of it in Somali or something.
Right,
said,
yep, yep.
These country boys, we don't sing Somali. I'm out of here. And there he left. He walked
I think he was in the group. I think he was in the group shot at one point. But
he was.
Yeah, yeah. And then
Willie stayed around and did his thing.
Oh, yeah, he had a big part in it. Yeah, he had a solo there.
Fruit of the Loom guys!
Oh, are briefs holding up okay, Chief?
I see a lot of underwear down here, and Fruit of the Loom is the pride of my fleet.
Thanks to our Superman waistband.
Snaps back, wash after wash.
That's quality.
At a low price.
Take it from a pro. Hey, you guys getting seasick?
How could you tell?
I've never seen ripe fruit turn green before.
He was one of the Fruit of the Loom guys, Neil. He was the apple. Frank, okay. Or Harry Goss, was the apple in the classic Fruit of the Loom commercials. Who could forget those? They're the Fruit of the Loom guys. Harry Goss. James Ingram, by the way, 1952. Harry Goss, 1932. And now they're all gone.
Gone, but not
forgotten. Mention of the Tidy Whiteys here on the Bob Almanac. You just never know what's going to be mentioned or referenced via commercial messages here on the Bob Almanac. All right, Friday Bobathon. Do you want to go with Jamie O'Neill? When I think about Angels, Daryl Singletary, just too much fun, or John Conley, Common Man.
I'm thinking Daryl today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest.